This is the Sakam early of the 25th of February 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you Brahmins become deities. You make Bharat into heaven. Therefore, you should have the intoxication of your Brahmin caste. Question. What are the main signs of true Brahmins? Answer. 1. The anchors of true Brahmins are raised from this old world. It is as though they have left the shore of this old world behind. 2. While doing everything with their hands, true Brahmins keep their intellects in remembrance of the Father, that is, they are karma yogis. 3. A Brahmin means one who is like a lotus flower. 4. A Brahmin means one who constantly makes effort to remain soul conscious. 5. A Brahmin means one who conquers the great enemy of lust. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. Which children? You Brahmins. Never forget that you are Brahmins who are going to become deities. You also have to remember the different clans. Here there are only you Brahmins. The unlimited father is teaching you Brahmins. This Brahma is not teaching you. Shiv Baba is teaching you through Brahma. He only teaches you Brahmins. One cannot become a deity from a Shudra without first becoming a Brahmin. You receive your inheritance from Shiv Baba. That Shiv Baba is the father of all. This Brahma is called the great-great-grandfather. Everyone has a worldly father. Everyone on the path of devotion remembers the father from beyond this world. You children now understand that this one is the subtle father whom no one knows. Although there is a temple to Brahma, there is also a temple to Prajapita Adidev here, whom some people call Mahavir or Dwala. In fact, it is Shiv Baba, not Prajapita Brahma Adidev, who is the true Dwala, the conqueror of hearts. It is only the one father who makes all souls constantly happy and brings them joy. Only you know this. People of the world don't know anything. They have degraded intellects. We Brahmins are receiving our inheritance from Shiv Baba. Even you repeatedly forget this. Remembrance is very easy. Sannyasis use the word yoga. You simply remember the Father. The word yoga is common. This place cannot be called a yoga ashram because it is the Father and the children who are sitting here. It is you children's duty to remember your unlimited father. We are Brahmins and we are receiving our grandfather's inheritance through Brahma. This is why, Shiv Baba says, stay in remembrance as much as possible. You may even keep a picture to help you to remember. We are Brahmins and we are claiming our inheritance from the father. Do Brahmins ever forget their caste? When you go into the company of Shudras, you forget that you are a Brahmin. Brahmins are even more elevated than deities because you Brahmins are knowledgeful. God is called Janijananhar. They don't know the meaning of that. It isn't that he sits and sees what is in each one's heart. No. He has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. He is the seed. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the tree. So you have to remember such a father a great deal. This one's soul also remembers that father. That father says, Even this Brahma remembers me, because only then does he claim that status. Only when you remember me will you also claim a status. At first you came here bodiless, and you now have to become bodiless again and return home. All others cause you sorrow. Why should you remember them, since you have found me, and I am taking you to the new world? There is no sorrow there. They have divine relationships there. Here, the foremost sorrow is in the relationship of husband and wife, because they become vicious. I am now making you worthy of that world where there is not even any mention of vice. The greatest enemy of lust has been remembered, because it is this that causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. You wouldn't say of anger that it causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. No. Lust has to be compared. It is this that causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. It makes you impure. The word impure refers to the vice of lust. This enemy has to be conquered. You know that you are becoming deities of heaven. You won't be able to attain anything until you have this faith. The father explains, you children have to become accurate in your thoughts, words, and deeds. This takes effort. No one in the world knows that you are making Bharat into heaven. They will understand this as you make further progress. They want one world, one kingdom, one religion, and one language. You can explain that 5,000 years before today, there was the Golden Age, where there was one kingdom and one religion, and that it was called heaven. No one knows about the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. You change from having 100% degraded intellects to having pure and clean intellects, number-wise according to your efforts. The Father sits here and teaches you. Simply follow the directions of the Father. The Father says, while living in this old world, remain as pure as a lotus flower. Continue to remember me. The Father explains to souls, I have come to teach you souls through these organs. You souls listen through your organs. You children have to become soul conscious. This is a dirty old body. You Brahmins are not worthy of worship. You are worthy of praise, whereas deities are worthy of worship. You make the world into pure heaven by following Srimad, and this is why you are praised. You cannot be worshipped. Only you Brahmins and not deities are praised. The Father changes you from Shudras into Brahmins. They have built temples to Jagadamba and Brahma, but they don't know who they are. Brahma is the world father. You wouldn't call him a deity. Both the souls and the bodies of deities are pure. You souls are now becoming pure. Your bodies are not pure. You are now making Bharat into heaven by following God's directions. You are also becoming worthy of heaven. You definitely have to become Satopradhan. Only you Brahmins are taught by the Father. The tree of Brahmins will continue to grow. Those who become firm Brahmins will then become deities. This is a new tree. Here there are also storms of Maya. There won't be any storms in the Golden Age. Here, even though you want to, Maya doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance of Baba and become Sato Pradhan from Tamo. Everything depends on remembrance. The ancient yoga of Bharat is well known. People abroad are also keen for someone to go there and teach them ancient yoga. There are two types of yoga. There are Hatha yogis and there are Raja yogis. You are Raja yogis. This is the ancient Raja yoga of Bharat, which is taught by only the father. It is just that, instead of my name, they have put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita. It has made so much difference. After the birthday of Shiva, there is then the birthday of your heaven, in which there is the kingdom of Sri Krishna. You understand that when there is the birthday of Shiva Baba, there is also the birthday of the Gita. After that, there is also the birthday of heaven, in which all of you will be pure. Establishment of that is taking place as it did in the previous cycle. The father says, "Now remember me alone." When you don't remember him, Maya makes you perform one sinful action or another. When you don't have remembrance, you are slapped. When you stay in remembrance, you won't be slapped. Boxing takes place. You know that it isn't a human being who is your enemy. It is Ravan that is your enemy. The father says, to get married at this time means to ruin yourself. Here they continue to ruin one another. In brackets, make one another impure. The father from beyond has now issued an ordinance. Children, lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it and make a promise for purity. No one should become impure. It is through this vice that you became impure for birth after birth. This is why it is said that lust is the greatest enemy. All the sages and holy men call out, "O purifier, come." No one is impure in the Golden Age. The Father comes and grants everyone salvation with this knowledge. At present, everyone is degraded. There is no one else who can give this knowledge. Only the ocean of knowledge gives this knowledge. There is the day through this knowledge. The day is that of Rama and the night is that of Ravan. Only you children understand the accurate meaning of these words. It is just that you are weak in your efforts. The father explains to you very well. You have taken the full 84 births, and you now have to become pure and return home. You should have the pure pride that by following the father's directions, we souls are making Bharat into heaven, where we will then rule. Whether you become kings, queens, or subjects, the status you claim will be according to the efforts you make now. You can see how kings and queens are created. It is said, follow the father. That refers to this time. It doesn't refer to a worldly relationship. The father gives the direction. Constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. You understand that you are now following Srimad. You serve so many people. When you children come to the Father, Shiva Baba entertains you with this knowledge. This one is also studying. Shiva Baba says, I come in the morning. Acha, then when someone comes to meet Baba, can this one not explain to him? Would this one say, Baba, you come and explain because I'm unable to explain? These are very deep and incognito matters. I explain the best of all. Why do you think that it is just Shiva Baba who explains? Can this one not explain? You understand that this one must have explained in the previous cycle, for this is why he attained that status. Mama also used to explain. She too claimed a high status. Mama and Baba are shown in the subtle region. You children should follow the Father. It is the poor who surrender. The wealthy are unable to do that. It is the poor who say, Baba, all of this belongs to you. Shiv Baba is the bestower. He never takes anything. He says to you children, all of this is yours. Neither here nor there do I build a palace for myself. I make you into the masters of heaven. You now have to fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge. People go to a temple and say, fill my apron. However, which apron and fill it with what? It is Lakshmi who fills your aprons by giving you wealth. They don't go to Shiva at all. They go to Shankar and say this. They believe that Shiva and Shankar are one and the same. But it is not like that. The Father comes and tells you true things. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You children have to live at home with your families. You also have to carry on with your businesses. Each of you asks advice for yourself. Baba, I have to tell lies about this matter. The Father feels the pulse of each one and gives advice accordingly because he thinks, why should I give advice that children couldn't follow? He feels their pulse and gives the advice that they can follow. If I told them to do something that they couldn't do, they would come into the line of disobedient souls. Each of you souls has your own karmic accounts. There is just the one surgeon and you have to go to him. He will give you full advice. All of you should ask Baba. Baba, how should I interact with others in this situation? What should I do now? The Father sends you to heaven. You know that you are going to become residents of heaven. The anchors of those who have become Brahmins have been raised from this dirty world. You have left the shore of this Iron Age world. Some Brahmins go ahead fast on the pilgrimage of remembrance, whereas others go slowly. Some let go of Baba's hand. That is, they go back to the Iron Age. You know that the boatman is now taking you. There are many types of pilgrimage. Your pilgrimage is just the one. This pilgrimage is completely unique. When storms come, they break your remembrance. Make this pilgrimage of remembrance very firm. Make effort. You are karma yogis. As much as possible, let your hands do the work while your heart has remembrance. For half a cycle, you lovers have been remembering the beloved and saying, Baba, there is a lot of sorrow here. Now make us into the masters of that land of happiness. When you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, your sins will finish. You had claimed the inheritance of heaven, but you then lost it. Bharat used to be heaven. That is why they speak of ancient Bharat. They give a lot of respect to Bharat. It is the greatest and also the oldest land. Bharat is now so poor, and that is why everyone gives it aid. Those people believe that they will have so much grain that they won't have to import any from anywhere else. But you understand that destruction is just ahead. Those who understand this well will have a lot of inner happiness. So many come to the exhibitions. They say, you are telling the truth. However, it doesn't sit in their intellects that they have to claim their inheritance from the Father. As soon as they leave there, everything finishes for them. You know that Baba is sending you to heaven. There is neither the jail of a womb nor any other jail. The pilgrimage to jail has now become so easy. Then in the golden age, you won't have to see the face of a jail. Neither jails will exist there. Everything here is the pomp of Maya. They finish off important people. Today they give someone a lot of respect, and tomorrow that respect finishes. Nowadays, everything that happens is very quick. Death will also be quick. In the golden age, there are no such upheavals. Just see what happens as you make further progress. The scenes will be very fearsome. You children have had visions of that. The main thing for you children is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana, 1. Become very, very accurate in your thoughts, words, and deeds. After becoming a Brahmin, don't perform any actions of a Shudra. 2. Be obedient and completely follow the advice you receive from Baba. Perform every action as a Karma Yogi. Fill everyone's apron with the jewels of this knowledge. Blessing. May you be a karma yogi and experience the karmatit stage by becoming double light. Just as it has become natural to perform actions, in the same way, let it also become natural to become karmatit, to be beyond karma. For this, remain double light. In order to be double light, consider yourself to be a trustee while performing actions and practice the soul conscious stage. By paying attention to these two things, you will become karmatit in a second and a karma yogi in a second. In order to perform actions just for the sake of it, be an instrument and a karma yogi, and then experience the karmatit stage. slogan, an impossible task becomes possible for those who have big hearts. Avyak signal, with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Keep the specialities you have, not the weaknesses, in front of you, and you will have faith in yourself. Do not think too much about your weaknesses, and you will constantly continue to move forward with happiness. Although there are many countries, many languages, and many colors, while there is diversity, let there be unity in everyone's heart in a practical way. Because there is the one Father in everyone's heart, and you are all following one Srimat. While having many languages, the song and the language of the heart are one. Om Shanti.